Monday or Tuesday.
Alone or just fuck man, I would have wanted to do that. Anyways, yeah, so that's Dan here.
How's it going, Steve?
Not bad.
Yeah.
What did I do wrong this time?
Nothing. You're getting a good number of leads coming in, so that's a good thing.
That's right.
Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, they're getting leads and chasing shit down and trying to get all the rest of that shit going too. As I said, I'm sort of working on getting a sales sort of front end / portal that will allow everyone to access all that. Keep track of everything straight online, so.
Hey,
Well, basically, Steve, is if we get agents, we'll need someone to kind of manage them. So one thing is next weekend, Dan will be coming down back with me. I'm going to talk with my sisters or anyone else interested in kind of develop kind of networking people as sales agents. Basically, Steve, one of the founders to bring you back up is, you know, we need someone to kind of manage them. Who knows how to do sales and can guide them? So that's where you would come in. Now you don't have to worry about calls anymore, but you just have to correspond and make sure everyone's okay. What do you think?
We should have more of these brainstorms, eh? Okay, so basically the sales would work this way, is we're going to offer a free site. If you can bring us a full referral, they'll have to pay the $100 setup fee and the $20 monthly recurring charge. You do not. You are waived of any kind of financial obligation. On top of it, every additional referral you bring in, we'll pay you $20 additional from there. So if you got a great network of friends, $20, you know, 8 friends, that's a day of wages. 5, you know, 30 friends, 40. You know, get all of them signed up. You're making $20 an hour. Like, I mean, that's how you can pitch it to them. You know? Dude, I need to be full time. I have to work like this. I can't bounce out. I want to work here. You know, that's what I'm saying. I have to get money to be able to, you know, get in. I know, no, but that's what we're doing. But I mean, it's like, hell, if I was full time, I could do this half the time and help the other half. You know, so.
Well, here's the one question for you. Could you technically get laid off in the store?
You mean
I can give you value.
I don't want to burn. See, because Magmic is a sweet.
Just ask them. Yeah, go look online. 300 reasons where they can pay you off. Because they know they might appreciate saving money for the day. Pay off.
I'm not doing any social thing anymore. I'm not talking to my friends. I'm not going out there. It's kind of bad because I am letting that die. My big ass is my network. Yeah. I'm the kind of network guy. I've got a lot of friends who don't. Not talking to them, that's kind of killing me.
So, I would say, here's what I want to put that network out for the show.
Right.
Just get it on paper, document it really nice. If you can, you know what? Yeah. Because it would help me. Make a sales.
You'll have to send me an email to remind me of this. Just to send a reminder. I'm recording. Yeah. Okay, guys. Sorry.
Okay.
The top. Okay. Alright, so sorry, keep going. Yeah, train to that. Actually, you know what, we probably should get in more standing. We'll talk about it later.
What time period?
I was a teammate there for a while. Well, Greg Drain was working there.
Greg Drain was rich and he gave everybody a free phone.
What's that? This isn't Scott.
This isn't Scott.
Who's this?
It's Phil. Phil. Oh, come on, you should go. No, I'm just kidding. Scott got me into this project a couple days ago.
And Phil's an ex-con.
And I'm an ex-con.
I don't think I met you, Phil.
I worked there for 7 years. Last name Christie, ring a bell?
There you go.
You must have worked there after that laid off.
Who was your team leader?
Well, actually, no. Steve was Dave's for a while.
I got out of training, worked 6 weeks, quit.
Yeah, good man.
By the first thing you ever did.
Fuck.